Welcome to Growth Marketing Today, where marketers, designers, and product owners level up their growth marketing chops from experts in today's top startups. Here's your host, Ramley John.
Hey, welcome to episode 135 of Growth Marketing Today. Today, I have Hiba Amin. She is the Senior Marketing Manager at Soapbox. Now, many folks think that you need a ton of content to generate a lift and traffic. But Hiba put together one piece. Yeah, you heard that one piece that resulted in 51% increase in traffic and doubled their MRR in the next few months when that content was published. Now, that sounds too good to be true, right? But she breaks down step by step what exactly she created, how she distributed and promoted it in this episode. In this episode 135, you learn first how Hiba harnessed the power of the crowd to create a novel, useful, and insightful piece of content. Second, Hiba's product hunt content launch strategy and her distribution plan. And third, how Soapbox team kept the momentum going forward after that content was published. Now, before we jump in, I seriously implore you, I encourage you to please download the Go Cheat Sheet from this episode because I write down step by step in detail what Hiba's actionable tips from this episode. Seriously, why take notes when you can just steal mine? You can go to growtoday.fm/135 or you can find that link in the description of this show. Get it down because when I publish next week's episode, I take this one away. I also want to thank the sponsor for this episode. Now, this folks help cover the cost of hosting and marketing tools so I can focus on getting amazing experts like Hiba on this show. Thanks to Ahrefs Webmaster Tool. Now, find the top keywords you rank for, track new organic keywords, get more in-depth backlink data, and perform a site audit all for free using Ahrefs Webmaster Tool. You can sign up for free today at growtoday.fm/Ahrefs. That's Ahrefs. Or find that link in the description of the show. Enough about me. Let's jump into my chat with Hiba. Hey everybody, I'm excited to have Hiba here. We are going to be talking about one piece of content that she built for Soapbox that generated the increase of traffic by 51%. Super excited. That's when I saw that. It's like, I got to get her on the show. Like, that's amazing. So, but before we do, like, I just want people to get to know you first. First of all, how's it going? How are things with you?
It's great. Living life out in the mountains. So, you know, pretending like COVID doesn't exist and hanging out outside a lot.
I mean, that's a perfect place to shelter out, right? Like, there's probably very few people around that area, like, that compared to, like, a city like Toronto or, like, Calgary, I'm guessing.
Yeah, population in our town's 13,000.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Nice.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, before we jump into content marketing, one thing that you said you really love is cross-country skiing. I've never been. How did you get started? Is it because there's just a lot of snow where you're at? Or, like, you know, what was the story behind that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the greatest at, like, downhill activities. I get too scared from the speed for the most part. But, yeah, moving out to Canmore, we have a group of 10 of us who all decided to just get really into cross-country skiing. So we all bought a fresh set of gear. And there's just a world-class facility here. Where most of Team Canada will actually, you know, practice, or like, all right, let's make it to the Olympics. Why not? So, it's just been a fun activity. You get outside, you know, almost every day and get a good workout in. So that's been awesome.
Interesting. How long do you usually go for? I'm guessing, does it feel like you're hiking, but on snow? Is that?
Yeah, kind of similar-ish to running, I would say. Just slower, I guess, maybe faster because you're gliding, but it's just fun. You kind of get a good workout, you get a good sweat going, but you're in the cold, so you're not too, like, overheated, which is great. It's just like a good low impact sport. Would recommend you trying it. It's really fun.
I've been meaning to get, you know, stay fit during the winter, and I don't snowboard or ski or ice skate. I think you're right. It's a low impact. I don't have to go downhill really fast and know how to go side to side. That makes a lot of sense. Well, that's super cool. Well, let's jump in to talk about content marketing. I know you did this really amazing presentation for Grow Class with Sarah there on how you increase Soapbox traffic by 51%. Like we talked about that one piece of content. I'm going to link that presentation over in the show notes for people to check out. But for our listeners who might not have seen that, how? What was that? First of all, what was that piece of content that really dramatically increased traffic for Soapbox?
Yeah, so at Soapbox, we were launching a new feature, which was our goal setting platform, outside of everything else we've kind of created for managers. And for me, you know, we have an agenda templates library that we've built on the website. And for us, that was a great piece for actually converting new users or new visitors to the website up to, you know, becoming paid users on the platform. And so I just really wanted to try and find a way to recreate that experience. And with goals coming out, it was just an easy opportunity to build out this massive goal examples library. And, you know, having started being relatively new to actually leading a function at a company, trying to think about goals every single quarter is exhausting. And I can only imagine how much more exhausting that is as a manager trying to set those goals for, you know, a team of five people or however many. And so we wanted to kind of alleviate that pressure and kind of help managers and their teams, you know, have an extra source of inspiration to develop those goals for every single role that exists within, I would say, a tech company. And yeah, so we started super small, building out maybe 30 goals, and we built it for, you know, specific departments. But as we kind of started working on it, we realized like, hey, we're not targeting just one team at a company. We want to kind of capture the whole company. And so for me, I was like, well, I also want to make sure we're making marketing goals because I want to benefit from this content as well. And so it kind of just snowballed and went from 30 to now it's sitting at 220 goals, which is just a lot, but it's great. I think a lot of startups kind of contributed and helped us kind of scale this. And it's been awesome. Yeah. And that's the piece of content.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more. Can you talk a little bit more about how you got that goals from people? Did you just reach out and, I mean, it might be kind of weird. What's your, like, imagine just somebody asking you, what's your goal this quarter? Like, what was involved for you to actually getting, what was it, over 200 goals now in that spot?
Yeah. So naturally, the first place I looked was internally at Soapbox, you know, bugging all of our engineers, our product people, our customer success, you know, our CEO and CTO, and kind of just picking their brains. And that only got us so far. And, you know, over the last, I would say, couple of years, I've built a lot of great relationships with other people in the productivity and employee engagement space and also product-led space. And so it was just kind of starting to reach out to everyone in my network and also having a couple of the people on the Soapbox team reach out to their network and say, hey, we're building this really cool library. Do you want to submit some goals? You don't have to give us real numbers because that is probably private to your company, but just give us some sort of idea. And, you know, the easiest thing that we can kind of give back is we'll give you a link back to your homepage and credit you. And that kind of worked for us because it provided value, like a good exchange of value, I would say, between us and the partners and people who contributed to the library. But it also just gave us so much more credibility in the actual goal examples library. So for example, Soapbox doesn't really have an internal sales team. So who are we to say, here are some great sales goals for your organization? And while we have that understanding from just the research we've done, I think it's more credible to have people who, you know, actually work within those spaces to share those goals. So we kind of outsourced or got contributions from sales leaders at various tech companies who we respected. And yeah, similar, I guess, diversity and inclusion. We worked with a company called Crescendo, and their whole existence is around building diversity and inclusion. And we figured they're the experts, so why not kind of take their knowledge and share it with our audience? And so, yeah, everyone was always just super on board to share their knowledge, which is really awesome. It's an awesome community. And yeah, like I said, the link back was just an added bonus.
Yeah, I think it's really fascinating. They made it easier for people maybe to give, like, I don't know, any, like, it's good. Getting a link back is a good thing. There must have been like a deal closer probably for people to contribute. But also you already built a relationship with them. What's fascinating as well that when I was watching that presentation with Grow Class that you did, was that building those partnerships ended up becoming another advantage to the promotion side. Can you talk a little bit about like how you leverage or use the relationship you built with those partners, those people who contributed the goals to promote this piece of content?
Yeah, absolutely. I honestly think, you know, when we launched the Goals Library, our biggest goal was to launch it on Product Hunt. That was part of our strategy and kind of aiming to get, you know, top three, because at the time we thought that top three would get into the Product Hunt newsletter the next day. It ended up being top 10, which is just as great for a lot of other people. But beyond that, you know, I'm a marketing team of one and I only have so many resources. Especially on the promotion side, it's really hard to build like this incredible hype train by yourself. You know, I'll tweet on Soapbox, I'll go like it from my personal account. Like, what else are you going to do? So, yeah, just having, you know, over 50 companies contribute to this, we ended up expanding that reach because all 50 companies were aware that we were launching. They were all excited to share it with their networks, both from their company account, but also from the personal account. And so the day we launched on Product Hunt, you know, we did a bunch of other promotions to like our newsletter list, social media, and so on. But I also just individually reached out to all of those contributors to tell them, hey, we're live. And if you've got a sec, we'd love if you could share it with your network, just like a nice reminder. And for the most part, everyone did, like day of. And so, you know, my endorphin levels were just going up all day because I was like, this is the biggest launch we've done at Soapbox. Like, this is incredible. We need to include people in our content all of the time. There is no other option now because just the sheer amount of people are like, we just grew our exposure significantly. And for us, that was awesome because typically in the past with Product Hunt launches, we launch something, we share it with our network. And for the most part, those people either know about Soapbox, are using Soapbox, or, you know, have decided not to use it, whatever the case. And this kind of just expanded that exposure to a lot of people who might not have known about Soapbox. And so our signups just skyrocketed for that week as well. Like I keep looking in Google Analytics and like, I know just from the numbers, I'm like, okay, that was the Product Hunt launch day. Because of just, there was a full week of just a nice, really good spike. And it was awesome.
What's also interesting as well, and you were talking a little bit about this already, is like since they contributed goals to that list, they have skin in the game to kind of promote it as well. Is that what you found? Like, it actually is more like the number of people who actually contribute to the goals, upvote or share, the ability to share it was really high.
Yeah, it became less of like, I'm going to do HIPAA a favor or Soapbox a favor and more of, you know, hey, I actually was part of this. I want to share this with my audience because I think it's valuable. And I played a part in the success of this. And so it went from like Soapbox owning this piece of content to like just expanding that ownership to a lot of people. And I think that was just cool, a cool feeling because, you know, if I ever get quoted in a blog, I will share it on my social media. Because I'm like, hey, yeah, you know, it's me. Shared and contributed.
No, it's true.
And so the same happened. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about what was involved in the Product Hunt launch? I know some people, this is something that I've been asked and some people in the product-led community has been curious about. It's like people have launched on Product Hunt and it's like a fart in the wind. Like nobody votes it out. But, well, you know, other than the partners itself, like is there anything else that you feel like contributed to a massive success in your Product Hunt launch?
Yeah, I think putting in a lot of work day of the launch. So leading up to the launch, like we didn't do anything too crazy. We did a couple teasers on social media to say something big is happening this Thursday, just to kind of get people a little bit like, what are they doing? Like, I'll check back on Thursday. and so some people were getting excited, which is really fun. But things that we did, you know, we included it in our newsletter, letting our users know like, hey, we have this new feature, but we're also kind of sharing it on Product Hunt. And that was a bit of a secondary message because, you know, with the newsletter, that wasn't the main goal. Promotion on Twitter and LinkedIn all day. So like people would comment on our Product Hunt launch, I would screenshot it, post it to Twitter. And if I knew like their handle, I would tag that handle. It was messaging all of my contacts to say, hey, can you please like help spread the word? Emailing individually, like I said, all of the contributors, messaging all of our partners outside of, you know, if they haven't contributed, just messaging them to spread the word. It was a grind the day of, and also just like emailing all of our friendlies to say, hey, we're live on Product Hunt. Can you share this with your company? Like, can you post this in your Slack group? Like whether it's in random or whatever. And for us, it worked really well because it was so applicable to a lot of different people, especially within the tech world. Like I was getting so many private Slack messages saying like, hey, I checked out your library. I actually just shared it with our HR team or with my manager. And there's just something for everyone, which I found helped kind of spread that. And another thing that we did was pre-launch, we contacted, you know, one of the Product Hunt influencers or the top hunters. And so we got Heaton Shaw to give us feedback.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He gave us feedback on the actual page, which made it, I think he helped us really improve just the overall UX of that initial like overview page, I should say, of all the roles and turned it more into like a directory or a library. And so we applied all of his feedback and then he launched it for us. And for us, that meant like all of his followers got a notification the day of to say like, Heaton just launched another thing. And so that was helpful, but I was on Product Hunt from 9 a.m. to maybe 1 a.m. that day. Like it is a grind. You can't just like set it and forget it. And I think that we've done that in the past and we've seen like, you know, the results were pretty bad and like non-existent. But I think if you launch on Product Hunt, you have to commit yourself that day to only doing Product Hunt. Yeah.
I really love that. I think that a few things resonate with me. It's like you have to be there. Like one thing that I've never thought about, which makes sense, is there's like this gravy train where like after they post it up on Product Hunt, you take a screenshot, post it up on Twitter, tag them, get them to retweet it. So this is almost like this viral loop happening as well.
Yeah.
You said you were on Product Hunt the whole, like from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Like what were you replying to comments? Like, well, what were you doing there? Just replying to comments, taking screenshots.
Yeah. Replying to comments, taking screenshots, finding new ways to like, just talk about the launch. It was constantly also sending internal messages to like our Soapbox Slack group to say like, hey, we're number two now, we're number three, message three friends. So it was also just kind of building a lot of excitement within the company because like Soapbox is a company of 15 people. And so we really wanted everyone's both excitement because the engineers just built this massive new feature that they're all excited about, and seeing like a lot of people external to Soapbox excited about, you know, something related to it got them excited. So the engineering team also really came through and they started messaging their peers, and, you know, we're just getting all of these people talking about it on LinkedIn and Twitter. And I'm like, it was a nuts day. I would relive it every day if I could, but it was also exhausting.
That is so good. That must have been like a real highlight of so far of, yeah, I can only imagine. And outside of Product Hunt, like, did you distribute it anywhere else that day or like maybe a week later? Like, where else did you distribute that content?
Yeah, I found a few Reddit groups that I became a part of, and like leading up to the launch for Product Hunt, I was like slowly engaging. That way I wasn't just posting our launch and they're like, who are you? So that got us some traction there. We answered some questions on Quora that were relevant if we could fit in the goal examples library. Since then, I've been slowly, as I have time, publishing every single role page on Pinterest because surprisingly enough, that's driven a ton of traffic.
Yeah.
Which just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think of Pinterest as like weddings and, you know, food and
home stuff,
cooking. Yeah. Not like goals. I have one-on-ones and goal examples, but there's an audience there. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, it is fascinating. Other things is like, since then I've been building out our goals, our goal focused content on the blog. So trying to build a lot more internal links, to that library, that way that gets, you know, a little bit stronger on the domain authority side, just having, from other websites. Yeah, I would say those are probably the core things.
When we come back in just a moment, Hiba shares how Pinterest became one of their biggest drivers of traffic at Soapbox. Just a quick thanks to our sponsor for this episode, Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Now, Ahrefs Webmaster Tools help website owners get more traffic from search by improving their website's SEO performance. It does this in three easy ways. First, it scans your website for over 100 common SEO issues that might be hurting its performance in search engines. Second, it gives you actionable insights from your inbound and outbound link profiles. And third, it shows you what keywords your website ranks for and compare how you stack up against competitors in the search results page. Now, I took it for a test drive, and I have to say that I'm very impressed with how easy it is to use and how useful the data they provided. It gave me a holistic view of how my website is doing, and I got more actionable tips, insights, and strategies to get GrowToday.fm ranking higher in search engines than Google Search Console. Sign up for free by going to growtoday.fm/Ahrefs. That's Ahrefs. Or find that link in the description of this show. Signing up is a breeze and it only takes a few clicks to get it set up. Enough about this. Let's jump back into my chat with Hiba. I want to talk about Pinterest. Even you're surprised about that. What are you posting up there? Like, do you have a board? Like, do you have a board about goals? Like, how are you? That's a black box for me. I have no idea.
Yeah. I honestly can't take much credit for Pinterest because I joined Soapbox and they had a couple boards going. And I remember just looking into analytics, not knowing we had a Pinterest board at all. And I was just looking, I was like, we're getting a lot of traffic from Pinterest. Like, what's going on? Because when I see goal completions, I expect like Twitter or LinkedIn to kind of drive those. But then I see Pinterest is like number one. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I kind of like dived in and looked at our Pinterest account. And we just had a few articles around one-on-one meetings, meeting management, and agenda templates all up there. And so I was like, okay, cool. Like, a lot of people were getting like 50 to 60,000 impressions on our pins every month. And I was just like, this is huge. So, with goals, eventually, you know, I would say probably in December, a couple months after our launch, that's when I kind of had some time freed up to just do a little bit, you know, mind numbing tasks, which was just create an image for every single role page and publish it to Pinterest. And so now I've built a few boards around, each department. And I've got a couple more to go, but, they're starting to gain traction. People are starting to, you know, come to the website from those pages off Pinterest and, slowly converting. And that's kind of cool. I don't know. It's just, Pinterest is very much like, in terms of my strategy, is set it and forget it. Just based off of, you know, my time. And yeah, it's working and it's weird, but I love it. I don't understand it, but I'm here for it.
It works. Yeah, that makes sense. And those images, do you have a freelancer or are you using Canva to create those images? Or like, how are you creating those images that you did?
Yeah, I've been making it through Sketch. I used our UX designer is like kind of helps me sometimes with the marketing design. And so he just made a template for me and I kind of go in and I can change the colors. I can change the copy. And so, yeah, he kind of just sets the first thing and I kind of go with it. But it's very manual.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. I want to talk a little bit more as well about, you know, in the presentation you talked about keeping the momentum going. You know, what are other things that you've had this massive explosion of product hunt? Like, if I recall, it actually kept growing from there, like in terms of traffic. Like, what was other things that you did to keep that momentum going?
Yeah, I think a lot of the work that we did in Q4, just after the big launch, really set us up for success come, you know, January, February this year. And so some of the things was, you know, building a lot of backlinks to the library, and a lot of them came naturally. So we had about 100, I think, so far across all of the goal pages. It was really natural as well for people who contributed to the library. You know, a lot of people somehow talk about goals within their content as they write. And so they'll include a link back to the goal page that they contributed to for the most part. Because they're like, oh yeah, this fits our audience. And so that's kind of been really helpful to build the authority and kind of help us rank faster for a lot of different pages. Building out our internal links. I think internal links are just such a key thing that any marketer should be doing. Like with every piece of content I publish on the blog, I'll do a quick look across all of our website pages and see, is there somewhere I can add this for the keyword that I'm targeting? And that also helps just Google index those pages faster and more frequently. We're constantly trying to find different ways to promote it on social media. Constantly including it in different forms on our newsletter to our users. And then other things is I'm still adding to the goals library. So, you know, if I ever have a new marketing partnership come up, I'll always offer like, hey, do you want to contribute to this library? You can contribute to an existing role or we can create a new role altogether. And so once that happens, I'll post a tweet to say, hey, we've just added new goals to the CFO role, thanks to, and then I'll just tag the company and they'll typically retweet it and get some traction going that way. Nothing to the extent of that Product Hunt launch by any means, but I think, you know, having done so much pre-work there, we were able to build up that authority. We started ranking for a ton of keywords. And so once January hit, everyone was in the mindset again of, I need to set annual goals, I need to set quarterly goals. And so as they were searching, we were there across so many different pages or different queries. And so that really spiked our traffic. And that was a pretty exciting ride for January, I would say.
I just connected those two dots that you were talking about goals in January is like New Year's resolution time, right? So
yeah.
I think that was very like that. I'm sure that was pretty probably planned out, right? For you and your team, like goals, January, right away. I want to start wrapping up. And before I do, there was one other piece that I wanted to touch upon. I know we talked about traffic, but you've also in the presentation, you also dug and showed a little bit more about like some noteworthy results that you got from that. Like what were some of the noteworthy results that you can talk about? Like you don't have to talk specifics about numbers, but like if you could, that would be great. But if not, then yeah. It would be cool to just hear the results of your work with the team.
Yeah. So kind of like I mentioned, when we launched our new goals feature, it also came in tandem with launching a business plan for Soapbox. So our typical business model or revenue model maybe was to land a team at a company. So maybe the engineering team would use Soapbox and they would expand as they kind of increased. So maybe the engineering team would invite sales and they would have those cross-functional meetings. But the business plan was targeted more towards kind of landing the whole company as an account instead of just one team and expanding. And so that was a new pipeline we wanted to build. And so the Product Hunt launch and just the goals launch in general really helped kind of accelerate having all of these leads for, I guess, the closest person to a salesperson at our company, which is our onboarding specialist, for him to talk and kind of see if that's the right fit for a lot of companies. And so that was exciting. Just in terms of revenue, we doubled our MRR in 3 months from that launch, which was just really exciting, especially, you know, after COVID, everything was so unpredictable. And for us, that just, you know, we got all of these bigger accounts coming in versus, you know, we have a small team's discount. So a lot more $5 a month customers. Instead, now we go to like much higher MRR accounts. And also just having that big influx of people using the actual goals feature gave our product team a lot of feedback, both in product usage, but also this new cohort of people to reach out to for customer calls and getting all the feedback and really being able to take what was pretty MVP, I would say, and driving it into a product that users want and love. And so as we're having more of these calls, you know, you've been using the goals feature for 5 months now. How do you think about the improvements? Where would you want to see this going? And it's just night and day from when we launched. And it's really cool to see the user feedback that we're getting to say, hey, you implemented what I asked, and this is awesome. And I'm going to recommend it to, you know, this other manager at this other company. And so you get a bit of a bit more referral traffic, I guess, or referral in terms of revenue there. And that is also helping accelerate that. Other things, I guess, from my point of view, we increased our domain authority quite a bit. We went from 61 to 70 since launch. And for those who aren't content nerds, it gets a little harder as you kind of go up the numbers. So it's a lot easier to go from, you know, 30 domain authority to 32 than it is 61 to 63. And so, yeah, as a result of kind of building that authority, all of our other pages kind of just also went up. Because Google's like, all right, good job, Soapbox, you're credible. And so it definitely helped us rank across all of our pages, which really helped push that traffic growth as well.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for sharing that even in the specifics. That's super cool to see how this blew up and really affected MRR, everything else, traffic. I want to start wrapping up and ask you this question I love asking. And if you can leave one or two pieces of advice to marketers who are listening in right now, and it could be anything that we've talked about so far, or it could be something that we haven't mentioned at all during this conversation, what would be those one or two pieces of advice you'd like to leave to the marketing listeners?
Yeah. I think the first that I've seen the most success at Soapbox is find a way to take your product and turn it into content. Like, open up your product for your users. And I think that we've experienced a ton of success that way, both through our agenda templates library and through our goal examples library, and a couple different newsletter pieces that we've sent, is just find the valuable pieces of your product and turn it into content, because that's going to drive the right people. And for us, you know, it's helped reduce our customer acquisition cost a lot, because the things we're focusing on building are driving the right people. And those people are also turning into, you know, paying customers. The other piece of advice I would give is talk to your customers and be relentless. Like Brennan, our CEO, and I, a lot of the times when we're on customer calls, their reaction is like, oh, you want my feedback? And so that's just an indicator that, you know, a lot of companies don't take advantage of this.
Yeah.
And when you get that user feedback, you're not only going to build a better product, but, you know, the copywriting that you have across all of your marketing pages is just going to be so spot on. Like all the customer calls that we had pretty much wrote the copy for our goals feature page on my behalf. And if it's converting well, it's great. And, you know, it hits the pain points and like immediately, I think, based off of the customer calls. And I think there's still a lot of work to be done. But, you know, I will never go back from not having customer calls. I think it's completely changed how I prioritize, you know, my work, how I, you know, position Soapbox and just all these sorts of things.
I love those. Thank you for sharing those pieces of advice. And just one final question. Where can people find out more about you? Like, this is your call to action. You want them to follow you on Twitter, LinkedIn, and where can people find out more about Soapbox?
Yeah. So I guess I'm pretty active on Twitter, not as active on LinkedIn, but my Twitter handle is H5Amin. So my first initial five and then my last name. And then about Soapbox, check out the blog, check out the website. And if you have feedback, you know, I will openly accept it, but our website is soapboxhq.com.
And for sure, they should check out that goal content as well. So I'll add that link as well.
And if anyone wants to contribute, you know, open arms.
That's so good. Well, thank you so much, Hiba. I really do appreciate your time here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was fun.
Well, that's it for this episode. That was such a good episode. I just really loved how much tips that she provided. I actually started applying this. We're doing a product hunt launch where I work at product led, and I'm going to use HIPAA's playbook to apply it to launch that thing on product hunt. But for you, please, I said this earlier, I encourage you to download the free growth cheat sheet. There was so many actionable tips from this episode. Go to growthtoday.fm/135 to get it now for free, or find that link in the description. And I do warn you, when I publish next week's episode, I take this week's away, so go for it. Now, before I end, I just want to thank the sponsor for this episode once again. They help cover the cost of hosting and marketing tools, so you can focus on getting amazing experts that you and I can learn from. Thanks to Ahrefs Webmaster Tool, find the top keywords you rank for, track new organic keywords, get more in-depth backlink data, and perform a site audit, all for free using Ahrefs Webmaster Tool. You can sign up for free today at growtoday.fm/Ahrefs. That's Ahrefs. Or find that link in the description of the show. Finally, before you go, please also support me. There's three easy ways. First, you can tell a friend about this episode. Tell them how great HIPAA is on the show. You can send them a Slack, you can send them an email, you can send them a text, whatever it is. Please, if you found this valuable, spread the love. And second, if you also want to keep getting free growth cheat sheets, you can join the Grow Today mailing list, where I email that out to my subscribers before anything else. I also announce life and professional updates that I have. For example, I announced to my subscribers before anybody else that I'm writing a book and gave them digital free access to it. And third, if you listened this far, I would kindly ask you, if it's something that you'd like to do, to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. This would really help other people to know about this show and really spread the word about growth marketing today. Well, that's it for this episode. Until the next one, this is your host, Ramley John. Keep safe, and as always, keep on growing. Passion, 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 passion.